This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From noon to two, join Allie Mack at Kia in Lithia Springs, guys. It's Kavlan Kia, I believe it is, as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan, by the way, is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. 50-inch 4K smart TV. That's cool, with the rolling stand. You can take that anywhere.
Get it up.
And other prizes. So make sure you make your way out there. Again, it's Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. Kia in Lithia Springs with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, we are talking about all the games coming up. We're going to give you our official picks as well a little bit later on. Mike did take the
I took the Cowboys. No, thanks, Jalen Carter.
No, you took the Eagles, didn't you?
I'm sure I took the Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
I said Cowboys.
Yeah.
I should have taken the Cowboys. After I gave you all that information yesterday on how the underdog was about 20 games over 500, especially in divisional rivals, the number was crazy since 2014. So didn't take my own advice. Just thought the Eagles were going to just whoop up on the Cowboys, and Jalen Carter goes and
You guys didn't want me to give it to him.
Well, look, I told you.
We took it.
Weird things happen in these you know, first week games. They just do. Either way, so we'll give you our official picks. Mike has two to pick. It can be college, pro, over, under, spread, whatever it is. We'll get all that coming up next hour. And also, Steve Coonan is set to join us. But right now, Day Day, man, what is going on, man? Hobnob's treating us right today, by the way.
Yeah, they are, man. Shouts out to that grilled salmon Caesar salad that I
say it like Squid Billy.
Salmon. All right, real quick, though, I want to give a shout-out to all the high school football teams in action tonight, as well as all the student-athletes, softball, volleyball, cross-country. But tonight, I will be at Social Circle. They're hosting Whitfield Academy, so you can catch our live reports on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw.
Coach.
And Coach Chris Parker tonight. After us, right here on 92.9 The Game. So
I love the job they do, by the way.
Yeah, they do a great job, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. So.
And again, tell them, more over-unders, more spreads, more point spreads.
Stop that. These are
kids.
That's
not a part of it.
Lucy, Mike Bell, you have some splaining to do.
Uh-oh. Our Mike Bell.
Lay it on me.
Let's hear it, though.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black, who my notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game. He announces the parade on his radio show week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving the car.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's a very cool gig to get.
Yes, it is. And did we talk about Mike Bell? I don't remember if we talked about Mike
How
Bell.
I
think we talked about
car?
Mike Bell. Memory's a little fuzzy. Were they here last year?
I don't know.
Anyway. I was in Tallahassee. What the hell is that from?
So I don't know if you remember, but Big O was texting us, and we didn't get a response for you, and rightfully so, because you were in Tallahassee.
Yeah, we had no Wi-Fi.
You were in the parade.
So what, is that Saturday?
I don't know what day.
Or was that, what day was I supposed to be doing this?
Well, Big O,
Saturday
you can jump
morning.
In with
yeah.
him.
So I'm sitting at home. I go out for a second to come back, and my wife and my son are watching the parade. And Brittany goes, yeah, Mike Bell was driving one of the cars. And I go, our Mike Bell?
What was it for, O? What was it for?
The Dragon Con parade. And I go, wait. Oh, that's cool. Wait, no. Mike's in Tallahassee right now, probably like 3 or 4 beers in or driving to Tallahassee. There's no way he's driving a car. She's like, well, the announcer said.
Were you in the parade?
I was
in Tallahassee. You weren't in the parade.
I was on 27. What
time
is the parade?
He announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving a car.
So maybe that's where they got the Kroger caricature for the Barbara Dooley show. Somebody looks like Bobby Valentine was driving the Men in Black car.
I took a screenshot, gentlemen, of the gentleman who they thought was driving the car. I just texted it.
Okay. Right.
I don't know.
Who is it?
I have no idea who that
is. Does it look even remotely like me?
It could be Mike Bell. It could
that
be.
That announcer was pretty adamant it was you, Mike.
Pretty sure it was Mike Bell.
Right, and by the way, we met the guys that do the Men in Black thing every year. Remember a couple years ago?
Yes, we did.
We met them either at Hooters or Twin Peaks. And they came out, and we had a blast, and they were trying to get us to be involved in it.
They do a brilliant
job. They wanted us to be one of the Men in Black.
He announces the parade on his radio show the week before Dragon. He's driving the car.
Now he's driving the car.
Right, first off, what is this broadcast of the Dragon Con?
I think it was on CBS.
It was CBS. So, yeah, CBS, they do a live broadcast of the parade.
As much as I appreciate that, I want to distance myself from these comments. I was not driving the Men in Black vehicle. I was driving a Corvette down 27. I was in Bainbridge, Georgia by the time the parade kicked off.
I want proof. You were at the parade. He says your name clearly.
My wife was like, Mike Bell was at Dragon Con. And I went, no.
It looks more like former Bengals coach and Browns coach Hugh Jackson.
Oh, so you had to mask yourself. You didn't want anybody to know you were driving.
I don't know why that is. Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game, he announces the parade on his radio show the week before Dragon. He's driving the car.
Now he's driving the car.
I had no – I mean, look, people are claiming this. I know a couple years ago at Steve said at Red Door, there was a guy walking around trying to buy drinks telling girls he was Mike Bell. This is about 15, 12 years ago. And I'm like, no. And then Steve told the bartender, that is not Mike. Wow. And Steve goes, to be honest, Mike, he was a lot thinner than you. I go, yeah, that's not me. But now, so now people are claiming to be me in parades.
And driving cars.
Who passes? Somebody in the Men in Black passes information.
You got to prove that's not you in that car.
Does that look like me driving?
Dude, I don't know who that is. That dude has a mask on.
It's a shadowy figure.
That's exactly right. You probably did that purposely.
Saying, Mike, was that like you know, you kind of get off the parade route and hop in the Corvette, then go to Tallahassee?
Hey, man. No,
is that what you have taken away there?
I've got a great tan. I am darker than most people of both colors, but that's not me driving the car,
oh,
man.
Yes, that's funny. Mike, oh, I had no idea.
Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game. He announces the parade on his radio show a week before.
I announced the parade? What do you mean I announced the parade?
You were going to be in it.
I announced the parade. I was stuck in traffic by the hotel, and a couple of stormtroopers walked by.
Shout out to the producers, man. They have copious notes about you, Mike Bell, too. They know everything.
That sounds pretty accurate to me. That sounds pretty accurate.
I was in Tallahassee by 11:30.
I want proof.
I could show you digital timestamps. I was in Tallahassee at 11:30.
It does explain why he did not respond to the text.
It's true.
When Big O asked.
I'll be honest with you. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're at Atlantic Station. Brought this up, and I'll be honest with you. When you texted that to us, I had no idea what the hell you were talking about. You said, is Mike in the parade? And I was like, no, Mike's in my head. I'm like, Mike's in Tallahassee. I did not know this was actually going on, so I didn't respond to you because I was like, no, he must have saw something different. Now it makes total sense.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black. Who I my notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for
some
reason.
I've never been in
anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game.
He
announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon. He's driving a car.
Somebody from Men in Black, we need to find out who put this information on an index card to say that I was driving that car.
Mike, hilarious. I think you need to be in the parade next year.
Well, yes, and actually drive the car in a suit and not be a guy in a hoodie who looks like the Unabomber.
So I have the names of the announcers, too, Mike, if you want to reach out to them. That was Brian Richardson, who was doing the play-by-play of Mike in the car. And his co-host was Jay Watson. So, Brian Richardson and Jay Watson, if you guys want to confirm what you know or you don't know, please let us know.
We got to get them on the show.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I can prove the timestamp. I can show you the speeding ticket I got from the state trooper.
Well, then you neuralized him, Mike Bell, and then he forgot all about it, too.
Yeah. I just think whoever this guy was driving, and Eddie, I'll let you go after this, was hiding his identity.
Yeah.
If we were to send this picture out to our audience, you guys would be like, who the hell is that? I can't tell who that guy is.
Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Remember when the Men in Black wanted us to be in the parade? They wanted us so bad, they've apparently faked that we're in the parade.
No, they asked us about it because they wanted to help get
more
attention.
Well, see, that's the thing now, Mike. You have to be in it next year because otherwise
I'm going to be driving the car.
They're going to keep saying over and over again, Mike Bell is here with us.
Let me tell you what happened. When these guys asked us to do it a few years ago, Mike said, I'm not dressing up, okay?
Yes.
That's what Mike said. And then ironically, the guy that's in the car is hiding his identity. There's something going on
There's something going on.
Unbelievable.
All right, guys, let's get to our picks. But, yeah, thought that was funny. So, shout out to my anonymous tipper who sent me the information on that. All right, so as it stands in the standings, Mike Bell, well, now you're 2-2 because you did take.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jalen Carter.
You are 2-2. So, you have two more picks.
Yep.
I'm 2-1. Oren 1-2. And Carl. 0-3.
Why we got to talk about this early in the season, man? I mean, we just started.
We can talk about Men in Black again, Carl, if you want to.
Now you're the phoenix rising from the ashes.
So, Mike Bell, we'll start with you since you've already got one in the books. What are going to be your next
I like
two?
The Falcons plus two, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
What?
I ain't going to do it.
No?
No. I mean, how many – my God, we could do 5 hours and how many bad beats I've had from the Falcons.
I know, but come on. They're going to be all right Sunday.
I'm going to touch it. I'm going to see what I got to see. I'm going to see what I need to see here from this Elijah Wilkinson. I'm sure I'm on the right side of the line.
Oh, so now you're scared.
Nervous. You know, I'm always nervous. Somebody hit me up on the Falcons. You nervous? I'm always nervous when it comes to the Falcons. Not touching it. SMU minus 2.5 over Baylor. SMU returning the lion's share of their team that almost won the ACC championship and did make it to the playoffs. SMU over Baylor minus 2.5. And war of the words, Gundy versus Dan Lanning. I'm a man. I'm 50. We looked it up, 54 or 55. Either way, Oregon is loaded. Yes, new quarterback, some new positions at key positions, Carl. But these guys have been there. In the case of Oklahoma State, they flipped the roster, much like a number of teams, including Syracuse or what you saw with Marshall. That's almost 50 new faces for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I think Oregon's going to boat race them. And Outson, that's a big number. I'm going to take it, minus 28.5.
Wow. All right. Wow. All right.
That's good stuff.
All right. Big O, if you'd like to, you can go next.
Yeah, I'm staying away from college because college didn't do me well last week. So I'm doing all pro games here. give me a rookie quarterback versus a good defense. Denver is an 8.5-point favorite versus the Titans. Give me the Titans in that one. Give me the underdog here. I think Carolina plus 3.5 versus Jacksonville. Give me that one. And I think it's going to be a score fest in that closed dome downtown there. Give me the Falcons and Bucks. 46.5. That's the over. I want that. 46.5.
Yeah,
the
I like
over that. That one.
I like that bet, man.
I do too. That's a good bet, O. What do you got, Day-Day? Give us your picks.
All right, so I got I'm actually going to go opposite of Mr. Mike Bell. I like Baylor as a 2.5
even after
underdog.
That beat down last week?
They weren't beat down, and their quarterback threw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. Right. Now, they got torched in the run game by
Auburn. Yeah,
Auburn
smoked them.
But, listen, that's the one thing they got to tighten up.
Over,
they can tighten that up.
Over is definitely the play in that SMU-Baylor game, just like we talked about earlier. Yeah,
yeah. So
like
give me
– Riverside me, huh? Okay, Cowboys.
Yeah, give me Baylor. I also like Illinois. They're a 3-point favorite. And then I'm with O, but or on this one, I'm opposite of O. I want the Broncos as the 8-point favorite.
Who's Illinois playing? Duke.
Illinois is playing Duke.
Right.
I got the Broncos at 6.5. What are you talking about, 8?
I
saw it at
8.
If you want to give it to me at 6, I'll take it at 6 then, too.
Hold on. Let's
six,
go to
let's go to Mike's side here. No, Mike's side's the best site for these lines. We found that
let's
out yesterday.
Let's go to Vegas Insider.
Oh, here we go again.
You can find out what's happening real time on
go
the
to
strip.
Antigua.
There's like 8 sites he's looking at.
And Bermuda.
No, I'm looking at
Bermuda,
one number,
Carl.
Bahama. It gives me the complete breakdown of all of the games.
Because if it's 8, then I feel really
Broncos
good.
Broncos are now 8.5.
Oh, wow. My God. I feel really good about what I did then.
Yeah, Broncos are 8.5.
So that's where I'm at. All right, what you got?
8.5 at MGM, 8.5 at
by the way, David, I said I'm taking the Broncos minus the 8.5. I do want
all
the
right,
Broncos.
All right,
taking the Broncos. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
I got to be honest. That Titans a bad team. We beat the crap out of those guys.
They are. Well, not only
preseason
that.
Preseason game don't matter, kids. What we saw at practice, they're a bad team.
It's not only that,
fight.
Mike. The Broncos' defense is loaded, and now you're playing a rookie quarterback. He's about to get exposed here in the first game.
Should I start Calvin Ridley? I picked him up.
He might be your last hope.
Be following by Surtain all day. I wouldn't do that, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch Ixnay Odave that way.
Michigan, Oklahoma.
You going to take Michigan?
7:30 ABC. No, I'm taking the over. It's 44.5. Okay.
I like that. I like that.
Give me the over on those teams. Again, Michigan's ranked 15th in the country. OU is 16. No, they're 18th in the country. I like the over. That's my college game for this week. And there are a lot of good games, but to O's point, like, because the favorites are so heavily favored,
right,
you just don't know if they're going to run up the scores as it looks like some of these teams might. All right, look into Sunday, guys. It's simple. Joe Burrow's got a point to prove. 5.5 against the Browns. What is Joe Flacco, and what are the Browns? I'm going Bengals in the 1 o'clock window to cover the 5.5. I think Burrow and Chase and company, they're going to score points, and I think they win. They're not getting off to another slow start. That is what I'm guaranteeing to you. And then you talked about the Broncos game, but I'm going to tell you something. Sleep on the Steelers if you want to.
Ooh.
Jets over the Steelers. They cover the 2.5. It's a field goal game. I like what the Steelers have from an offensive personnel standpoint, and I think they're underrated. Wait, we'll see what happens Sunday. But Justin Fields, do they allow him to play? I think it's going to be an intriguing game. And Aaron Rodgers, by the way, has looked great. And I'm not saying that because I've seen him. Everybody that's seen him that I've talked to says he looks
okay,
great.
Okay, I was just going to bring
up.
So you're
taking the Steelers.
I'm taking the Steelers.
Every video I see, they take the worst video they can find of Aaron Rodgers at Steeler practice, and he literally looks like Walter Matthau. And grumpy old men.
Well, I don't know about
around.
His mobility. I'm concerned, right, too, about that. But his arm is still Aaron Rodgers' arm. And so I'm going to take the Steelers and the Jets game. That's a 1 o'clock game as well on Sunday.
All right, there it is. That's what we got.
Hey,
picks are in, guys.
Real quick, a couple guys hitting us up in the text.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sly, what about Georgia, Georgia Tech? Only a few books. FanDuel is offering it. Georgia Tech is minus 37.5 against Gardner-Webb. And you know my thing with UGA. Kirby now goes to 0-13-1 with numbers over 38 as a favorite. Georgia is a 48.5 on FanDuel over Austin and his buddy P.
I think you were driving that car. Hey, coming up, Dogger Points on the way.
Yeah, and they're right ahead of the Men in Black, who my notes say they've been in the parade for years, but I never remember them being here for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anyway, Mike Bell from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, 92.9 The Game, he announces the parade on his radio show a week before Dragon Hunt. He's driving the car.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
That's a very cool gig to get.
Yes, it is. And did we talk about Mike Bell? I don't remember if we talked about Mike Bell. I think we talked about Mike Bell. Memory's a little fuzzy in that. Were they here last year?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.